You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So it's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello.
Muted somehow. I don't know how I was muted there, but hello everybody and welcome to For the Love of Pomegranate podcast. Just going to check to see if my audio is all right. Doesn't seem, yeah, it does seem to be. Hope everybody's doing well. I have a cracking sore throat today, but we'll get through this and we'll enjoy Aston Villa hopefully beating Everton today. Paddy is in Goodison today on assignment at this game. He said he wanted to go to Goodison because it could be one of the last times, obviously, with Everton moving into their new stadium. Could be the last time that that he gets to Goodison. So he's gone over today and hopefully we get a win for him today, because away days for Aston Villa, I know a lot has been made of it previously, but away days for Aston Villa have obviously been slightly, and I say slightly because it is only slightly in contrast to home form. I remember looking at this previously, and I should really have popped this up before I started talking about it. But a lot was made of Aston Villa's form at home and form away from home and the differences and so on. And I think the contrast only really existed because our home form was so good. Our away form, I think, ranked something like sixth in the league, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm just efforting, as they say, here to try and get that information for you now. So I'm trying to fill time. To see what, but yeah, Aston Villa have the seventh best away form in the league so far this season, and at home we have the best home form in the league this season. So while our away form is not as good, because you can't get better than the best, we would also like our away form to be the best. Then that starts today as Aston Villa go to Goodison to play Everton. I saw a couple of comments there from you guys with regards to Ashley Young. I think Ashley Young is actually out today. If I'm not mistaken, I could be mistaken on that. I think he's injured for the game today. So we won't have Agent Young making a mistake in this game today, as far as I'm aware. He is out along with Dwight McNeil. Idrissa Gueye for Everton is away at the AFCON. Dele Alli injured. And Doucouré looks like he's probably going to play today, but he has been a doubt with injury all week. Injuries on the Villa side. Pau Torres and Yuri Tielemans back in training. Obviously, no Luca Dean. So we'll be looking to see more or less a full-strength Aston Villa squad today, you would imagine. In some way, I would say Pau Torres will come back in at centre-half. I haven't read any... I've been completely out of the loop for the last 48 hours on stuff. So correct me if I am wrong with regards to that. But it's definitely... I think this team sheet is going to be a strong team sheet today. I think Bailey starts. I think McGinn plays a small bit further forward. We've Kamara back in the league again, playing alongside Douglas Luiz. I think Jacob Ramsey starts on the left. And obviously Moreno will play in front of him. That left-hand side is going to be under big scrutiny today. Everton, very strong down that right hand. Actually, they're strong on both wings, actually, because Mikulenko and Danjuma on the other side with Patterson and Harrison on that right-hand side as well. You know, they're going to get effort in both of those areas. And I really like Mikulenko right at left back. Liked him before he signed for Everton. Took him a while to get into the team, but he's really made that left back position his own. And that was really, I think, one of the reasons why they were confident in moving on from the likes of Luca Dean and obviously Luca Dean wanting out of the club as well. They were confident to be able to replace that at left back, and they have done so in Mikulenko. Everton as well, obviously that centre-half partnership is burgeoning with Tarkowski and Brandt Waite in there. In front of them, Onana and Garner are going to be there. They're going to be press machines in that midfield area. Calvert-Lewin, obviously having his red card overturned, will likely start and lead the line up front. So both teams are going to be more or less as strong as they would like to be, I think, for today. I don't think any team is looking at an area where they've got massive deficiencies. And I think both managers would look around and say, yeah, this is quite easily one of my best 11s that I could possibly put out. So it's going to be a ripper of a game, I think. I think it's going to be really good. And Villa are going to need to start strong and going to need to start early. Or score early, I think. But they don't need to score early, because we've seen them score both early and late in games and win and get the results they need by doing both. But I think it would be best for Villa if Villa were to get on the front foot early. We've got a very good record against Everton recently. Like, our head-to-head against Everton is really good. We've won 5 out of the last 6, scoring 13 goals to Everton's 3 goals in those games. It's a bit of a raucous affair. You know, we've racked up 17 yellows. They've racked up 16 in that period of time over those last 6 games. So I don't know if anybody is of the betting persuasion. And as we always say, you know, when the fun stops, stop betting. But, you know, there's quite a lot of yellow cards in this game. It's averaging about 5 per game. So I'll be honest with you, I don't even know who the ref is. When Paddy's not here, the whole thing goes to shite. That's what I'll say to you guys. But Paddy's not here, the whole thing takes a nosedive. that's my excuse, and I'm sticking with it. Because, as I say, I haven't even had a chance to look to see who the referee was over the last few days. But it usually throws up over the last couple of years, it's thrown up 5 yellow cards per game. So I think that's something to look out for as well. And it's just an interesting stat that I came across this morning. But I think Villa, like, a lot was made out of the Middlesbrough game. A lot's been made out of some of the form in December, which is interesting considering Unai Emery won manager in a month in December. And a lot of, you know, Villa fans were like going, oh, is this coming to the end? Is the great run coming to the end? And so on and so forth. And obviously we had some good results in December, don't get me wrong, in the early half of December. But obviously we had the United game, we had the Sheffield United game as well in that period of time. And Unai Emery still won manager of the month for December. So, you know, his achievements and the team's achievements didn't go unnoticed, I suppose, really, which is good to see. I've been asked a lot over the course of the last week, is the manager of the month curse still there? Well, I'll tell you at full time was my response to that, because I don't know, it depends on if you believe in curses. You know, you have to believe in a lot of things for curses to come true. And what I'm not saying, I have no evidence of whether they do exist or whether they don't. But as I say, the proof will be in the pudding at 5-4 today, when the full-time whistle, or in and around that time when the full-time whistle is blown, to let us know what the score is. I'm going to come to some of your comments there. And oh, wow. Nate D22 says he's going to be watching from the Antarctic today. Are you down in something like? Are you down in McKinley, or is that the McKinley weather station down there? You aren't out there or anything like that working? I know I had a mate that was down there, and he actually got his Australian citizenship on the Australian weather station on Antarctic in Antarctica as well, which is pretty cool. And he was one of the first people to receive their citizenship while working there in something like 30 years. Yeah, so pretty cool. There aren't many other podcasts that can say they've got somebody watching in the Antarctic today. So That's pretty cool. Fair play to you, and I hope you're... It feels like I'm in the Antarctic right here at the moment. It's so cold, but I'd imagine that you've got a lot of stories to tell being down there. But that's absolutely amazing. That's incredible for that one. Si has his hot cross buns buttered. I don't know if that's a euphemism or whether it's whether you just actually really have your hot cross buns buttered, Si. But thanks for tuning in again, and hopefully we get the result for you. I'm going to scroll down a small bit here. As well, we've got people in from Fort Lauderdale. Where else are we? I'm just apologies, everybody. We're just looking down through these. I think that the team might actually be out as well, so I might just pull up this for a moment and have. Oh, what's going on here? Where's Twitter gone to? I know you guys can see Twitter, but I can't see Twitter. So give me a moment. There it is. And let's just see what we have. Where is the team out? The team looks like it's out. Starting 11 is up. Emi Martinez and goals. Konsa, Diego Carlos and Longley. Alex Moreno, Bailey, Kamara, Douglas Luiz, McGinn, Diaby and Watkins. So if you listen to my little preamble about who I thought Aston Villa would play today, I was wide of the mark, I think, fair to say. Because I thought Pau Torres would be there. He's not even on the bench today, which is... Which to me is worrying. We only have Matty Cash as defensive cover on the bench today, because our bench is Philip Marshall, Wright, the other goalkeeper, is there as well. You've got Cash, Thielemann, Zaniolo, Duran, Dendonker, and young Tim on the bench. So realistically, we're shuffling from a deck of six outfield players there, which to me isn't good. And I've like, you know, it's not good. We're in the middle of a transfer window now. If the club can't, you know, if the club need reinforcements even for the bench and stuff like that, well, find a way to make it happen. If you can, you can. Or trust the kids. But, you know, we're shuffling from a deck of six in the on the bench today, and only one of them is a defender for me. I know Dendonker could be deployed as a centre half there if absolutely the unthinkable happened. But yeah, for me, the bench is light. It's very light, and that starting 11 is absolutely fine. I've no problems with that starting 11 at all. Everybody knows my thoughts on Longley being in there. I've no qualms about him playing there. I've always been higher on him than a lot of people have been on Twitter, that a lot of Villa fans have. I just don't see this the big calamity about him at all. Bailey and McGinn in midfield, and Diaby playing behind Watkins. It's a big day for Diaby again. You know, finding that form away from home. I'm confident he can do that today. I'm confident he can get in around those two centre halves. They're not the paciest of centre halves, and Tarkowski and Brantwaite. They're not slouches either, I would say. They're going to be up for the fight in the air. They always have been, and Tarkowski has been one of the most, I suppose, solid defenders, you would call him, in the Premier League, even back in his time at Burnley and so on. You know, you're not going to get any jump change out of him, if that makes sense. He's going to make you earn everything you go for within a game. And I know that's very cliche. It sounds very cliche driven, but it's the truth. That's what he's going to do. So yeah, look, my biggest fear here is that, you know, when we go looking at the bench here, we have a situation whereby, and I've lost the last Twitter again. There it is. When we go looking at our bench again, we've got a place where we've got a position where we've got really unproven John Duran in there, and Zaniolo hasn't hit the heights at Aston Villa yet, and Tielemann's coming back from 3 weeks out injured. That's what we have in attack. We have an unproven Premier League Timmy Rigbunum in midfield, and oh, watch that thumbs up coming. And we've only got Matty Cash, who can play at right back only, and at a stretch of right midfield as our other backup. So we are very light. Although player for player, I'm not worried about those there. But when you put it all together and wrap it in a little bow, if you want to call it like that, from our subs bench. And granted, we have had 7 days rest, so I'm not saying that we're going to need to dig and delve into our subs bench from a running out of steam point of view, or from an overexertion point of view from the amount of games we've played recently. But from let's bring somebody on to that we know can really change up the game and change up the tactics, that bench is a small bit light from that. Like with that, I would prefer to see, like, if there was a Pau Torres in there as well, I'd feel a lot more confident in the ability for us to be able to maybe change things up. But we don't have him, so we got to go with it. We got to run with it. And that first 11 is well capable enough to go out there and get a result. I hope somebody asked Unai Emery about Pau Torres today. I presume that they will, to figure out what the issue is there. Because, you know, he's trained during this week, which is really good. Maybe they're just being super cautious with him as well. But it's, you know, the fact that he was brought on and then felt some discomfort again. I think there's just a bigger discussion that needs to be had around that, or maybe just hear a small bit more about it. I think that's fair enough to ask, just to see where we are going with that one. But, yeah, two goalkeepers on the bench once more. We've got a lot of other young, like, it's not an issue, and don't get me wrong, or maybe I'm coming across as being a bit grumpy today. I'm very, very happy with the first 11 and with the substitutes that are there. I'm just making commentary on it as to what I see, especially being away from home. But I would have to think that, and it's, look, once again, I think I am grumpy today. I think that's just what it is. But when you name eight people on the bench and two of them are goalkeepers and both of them are under the age, are under 21, qualified goalkeepers, is there an opportunity to maybe put in a player that you might be able to spring from the bench that you see promising, like Oscar Bob was for Man City yesterday, that gives the element of surprise that people haven't seen before, or that Everton haven't game planned for? You're definitely not going to be able to do that with a goalkeeper. So I don't know. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens here. Yeah, there is no Ramsey as well, actually. There is no Jacob Ramsey. I'm just after noticing that. No Jacob Ramsey in there at all. I think that's worth calling out as well. Paddy is looking to get on. Paddy, if you're watching, I'm sending a link through to you. We might be able to get Paddy on for a couple of minutes there as well. I've just sent a link through to him there to see if he can find time to get on. But yeah, the Jacob Ramsey piece is...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Jacob Ramsey piece for me is another question, I think. And when I say question, I just like to know what the story is there. Did he pull up in training? Is it just a tactical piece? Like, the fact he's not even on the bench as well here, to me. Hey, remember last year where they forgot to name a sub on the bench, and then they had to re-clarify that this person was actually named on the bench. Maybe it's a situation like that. Highly unlikely, but maybe it is a situation like that. But squad is being tested. Squad is being tested. We've got no Callum Chambers in the bench there. He was told during the week he can leave. Bertrand Traore is at the AFCON as well, as we know. He's allowed to leave the club as well. Unai Emery said we're operating on a one-out, one-in capacity at the minute. And look, we'll see what happens there. But this is a reminder from the bench that, you know, you lose the likes of Ramsey. Pau Torres isn't there. You know, if you're just naming senior players, counting Timur Bunum in there and outside of goalkeepers, there will be games where you're not going to be able to name a full complement of substitutes, and you know, and we're used to it because we've done it before. But as the league goes on and the position that we're in, is that something that maybe becomes a bigger talking point? I can see Mr. Kelly there shaking a pint in his hand somewhere. I don't know where he is, but he's got the headphones in, he's got the white shirt on. Let's see if I can bring him in here. How is life in Everton? How is life in Liverpool?
Life is good, but I'm hoping it will be the same thing.
I can't hear you, Paddy. I don't know. Wait a minute. Give me 2 seconds there. I'm going to edit your mic volume. Oops. No. Have a crack there and see if I can, if we can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you anyway. I don't know if I can just about hear you. But yeah, go for it. Let's see if I'm going to pop in my headphones, see if it's any.
Pop them in or pop them on the ground? Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm in a pub just across from Wilton Park here. Can you see it that way?
Yeah. Oh Jesus, we can actually just see literally right across from it.
Yeah, right across. I'm in a Witherspoon's across the road. Nice cheap drink, and the positivity is there today, and let's hope it's the same thing at a quarter four later on.
Yeah, let's take a look at the average. So you've seen the team, Paddy, I presume, have you? You've seen
have,
the Villa
yeah.
team.
So
no
the,
Powell.
The notable thing is no Torres, yeah. But look.
And no Ramsey.
I'm a fan of no Ramsey too, yeah. I'm well. It'll be an interesting setup to see, but we just can't second guess what he's going to do. We've said that so many times this season. But I hope Torres is okay, because we need him back. We really need him back. And you know what? Maybe this couple of weeks we'll get him back to full fitness.
I think so, and hopefully so is right, should I say. When we look at the Everton team, I've just brought it up here. It's a strong Everton team. Seamus Coleman comes in at right back, captain the team. Tarkowski, Branthwaite, Mikulenko, Onana, Garner, Doucouré is in there after being an injury potential during the week as well. Harrison, Danjuma, Calvert-Lewin. It's the strongest team they could possibly put out, I think. On the bench, Nathan Patterson drops to the bench. They've got Keane, Godfrey, Gomez, McNeil, Dobbin, Chermenti and Beto. It's a really strong bench that they have there. People who can come in there. Some good defensive options, some good attacking options there in Beto and Chermenti. And then Dwight McNeil makes the bench, who's somebody I didn't expect to make the bench, because he was definitely supposed to be out and injured. So they've got a lot of dangerous players there. And, you know, in comparison to the 18 that we've named, the including the two goalkeepers, you know, they have a bit more strength and depth in that bench as well.
Yeah, look, Luke, there's more sides we've played this season and struggled against. So this is not, by no means, this is going to be any kind of walkover. It's a decent side, decent players in there, good quality Premier League players. They're obviously in a false position after being deducted the 12 points or whatever it was. So, you know, I think they'll be okay. I think they'll stay up even with that deduction. I've said that so many times. But we've got our work cut out today. And the most important thing today is to score first. If we don't score first and they score, it's going to be very, very difficult. You know, you can talk about low block, whatever it is. It's parking the bus. And we're now in the upper echelon of the league where teams have decided that parking the bus is the best way to approach us. So it'll be interesting to see how they line up. I don't envisage a Sean Dyche team parking the bus early on. I think they'll be regimental. I think they'll be well-drilled. But who knows? Who knows at this stage? This league season has been absolutely nuts. And there's nothing worse than playing a team that feel like and have to go up against them in their home stadium, which they're leaving very, very soon. There's a lot of play in this. They want to be playing Premier League football in the new stadium, majestic new stadium across the road. So it's tough. It's going to be tough. We have a decent side out. We're okay, I think. I'm okay with Longley. I'd be interested to hear what happens with Paul Torres and Jacob Ramsey, because they're the two obvious omissions. But I think we've got enough to go and beat them today. And I'm going to go for a 2-1 win. I think there'll be goals already. 2-1 is what I'm going for.
And also, we got news, I think, was it this morning or last night, that Ken Kessler-Hayden is recalled from his loan. So he's somebody I think the Villa will start to utilise. A right back, everybody. You know, we said we needed to get a right back in for competition inside there. Absolutely, if that frees up Kanza to go back in centre-half and to have Manny Cash, Ken Kessler-Hayden through the course of this year. For the rest of this year, that's fine. Now, that's no guarantee they're not going to call him back and send him out on loan again to another team. So we'll have to watch that with Beta Brett and see what the story is there. But it's going to be an interesting one today, Paddy. And I think I might let you get back to your points in a moment. There's quite a lot of background noise.
And that's no problem.
You were cutting in and out for me. But we get you back on for the post-match again afterwards, Paddy, for sure.
No problem.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. It'll be the last time you get to see Goodison, I would imagine, unless something happens to Wembley and the FA Cup final is on in Goodison when we get there later on this year.
You never know. They're still in the FA Cup, aren't they?
Well, I'm saying that for some reason that the FA decide to hold the FA Cup final in Goodison Park.
We could play them in the FA Cup, so you never know.
That's true.
And I think they got one more season, as I found out yesterday. Anyway, up to Villa. Have a good one. See you later.
See you later. Enjoy yourself, Paddy. All the best. It's great to get Paddy in there as well. As I say, he's living his best life there over in Liverpool. Some of you guys might know that have watched the podcast. Like, whenever Villa Everton comes on, I do have a soft spot for Everton. It's the other ground outside of Villa Park I've been to the most in my life. I just it's the most played game in top flight history as well, if I'm not mistaken as well. So lots of history between the two clubs. I find it very difficult to dislike Everton in any way, shape or form. But I will dislike them for a good half an hour to an hour after this game. Villa get beaten at Goodison today, and I have no qualms about that as well. So Paddy said it was going to be 2-1 to Villa today. I think that's a smart bet. I'm going to go for 2-1 as well, but I'd like to see what you guys think there. If you want to start popping in your scores, we'll do the roundup in a moment. So the Kane Kessler-Hayden stuff, he has been recalled. He's been recalled and he's come back to Villa Park. Essentially, Villa exercised the recall option. And as I say, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens from his development point, if Villa have seen enough. He's been the one that's gotten the most, I suppose, top class loans, or the best class of loan within that group since he's been outside of Cameron Archer previously, who we have moved on. Maybe Aston Villa have brought him back, like they did with Finn Azaz, to maybe sell him. Maybe someone wants to give us a couple of million for him, and I don't think that's the case, because I think that we need options at right back, and Ken Kessler-Hayden would be somebody that we could use in that area as well. Obviously, as well, since Unai Emery has mentioned that Callum Chambers is free to leave the club, that would move Kanza back into centre half, giving us two right backs in that position as well, and obviously alleviating the need for Kanza to solely play at right back when Matty Cash is injured, or maybe when Matty Cash is out of form, and I would imagine that Kanza would still move out the right back in certain instances against teams for specific game planning as well. But Callum Chambers isn't likely to see any action for Aston Villa in the near future. And as I said, Unai Emery has probably done the right thing in saying that, listen, look, you know, if Callum is free to leave the club. I'm sure that wasn't the first time that Callum heard about that in the press conference. I would imagine that that's been on the table for quite a while now. And the same with Bertrand Traore. I think that, both those players, to be fair to them, want to play football or need to get out and play football, and the club won't stand in their way. Should anybody wish to sign them this January, which is good. Any of those? Yes, those results are popping in here as well. Give me 2 seconds there. I'm going to take down the Everton team there. So Mike Brosnan, we're going to start that off here today. Mike Brosnan is going with 2-1 Villa, as is Gerard Dunleavy. Junior Bennett says 2-0. Reefer Villain says 2-0. Rachel Insel Lewis says 1-1 draw. Lion Eye is going for 3-1. Sai is going with a 0-0. Michael Richards is going with a 2-1. David Dwyer is going 2-2. 2-0 for Captain Nugget. 45-14 to Villa, says Jet. Dan Downey going for a 1-0 with a Watkins winner. 2-0, says Audrey. 3-1, says Mark Wood. Richard Edwards says 2-0. Liam Jones says he's going with 3-1. Dico Blanco is going for 2-1 today to Villa. Bear in the Garden is going 1-1. 4-3, says Paul S. Sewer Sounds is going with 2-1. O'Mahon goes 2-2. Darren Lawler 1-1, Lee Johnson 2-1, Enda Collins 2-2, Mad Villain 2-1, Sniffrat 2-2, Jimmy Nimble 3-2, John 3-0 Everton, Dreamy Villain is going 1-0 Villa, Music Junkie is going 3-0, Rich Burton is going for 2-1 Villa, Habs Ragman is going with 3-1 Villa. Liddy Tate is going with 2-1. Danny H is going with 2-2 with the Abbey Brace. Simon is going with 2-1. Terry going with 3-1. Tom going 2-0 Villa. 3-1 Villa says D to the B to the H. Michael Parsons going for 2-1. Daniel is going for 3-2. Errol is going for 4-0. And Anthony is going for 2-0 to everyone. 2-0 to everyone. I presume that's Everton and Anthony. He's going for 2-0 to everyone. Oh, Rob Henry says his head is going with 1-1 and his heart is going with 2-1 Villa. Andy Hilly is going for 4-2 to Villa. King Guest is going for 2-1 Villa. PT O'Connor is going 3-0. David Langan's Logan is going for 2-2. And Joe Bees is saying a 0-0 board draw, which is something that Unai Emery's teams haven't done very much, if at all, in the Premier League since he's taken over. But there's always a first time for everything. There's always a first time for everything. And last one, we're going to go with a good man down there in Limerick. Brendan Miller is going for 2-0 to Villa as well. So thanks very much, everybody, for those. I just want to throw out as well a big, massive, massive, massive thank you to absolutely everybody. I forgot to mention it at the very start of the podcast. The reception we've had for the Paul McGrath live podcast that we're going to do in the 3rd of February has been absolutely amazing, incredible, far outweighed anything we could have ever expected. At the moment, there are 17 tickets still available for it. We are, as they say, we are efforting to see if we can increase the capacity or increase the amount of tickets that are available on sale. So 17 tickets, it's what, yesterday, 3 weeks is when the event is on. So there are still tickets available. I will know tomorrow if we're going to be able to put more tickets on sale. And I'm very, very hopeful that we would. So a couple of you have reached out to me and said that, you know, obviously the time of the year, with it being January and January paydays yet to come for a lot of people, we're completely and utterly, as I say, aware of that. And we're trying to work to see if we can get more tickets available for the event as well. But it's been absolutely incredible, the response so far. And I really thank everybody for it. And there is a link for tickets in the description of this as well. And, yeah, as I say, a real, real bucket list moment for me and for Paddy, and I hope everybody enjoys the day. Not only is it a live podcast with Paul McGrath, there's also a meet and greet to get your photographs taken with them. And also afterwards, there is we will all be, well, if you wish to stay on and watch the Sheffield United versus Aston Villa game on the big screen with all the Villa fans that will be there, it'll be absolutely brilliant. And we'd love to have you there. We'd love to meet you all and say hello. And have a fantastic day, as I say. So I just thought I'd throw that one out there for anybody who's interested or didn't know about it, or maybe was still thinking about getting some tickets for it. But we'll have more news tomorrow and maybe extra tickets that are available. So yeah, we'll talk to you more about that as well. A couple of people actually asked me, are we recording this? Will this be recorded for YouTube afterwards? There are some small hiccups with regards to that, and we won't know. At the moment, it's a no, for some very specific reasons. It's a no. So I know that's not ideal, but it's not to say that we may not be able to iron those out. I can't guarantee it. And at the moment, it would be a no for recording the podcast, just with a couple of, there's a couple of things with regards to it. So just anybody that has reached out to me and DM me and stuff like that, I wasn't sure at the time. I just said I'd approach that as well. It's not to say that those things can't be overcome. But if they are, we will obviously let everybody know. We want to, and we will be really looking forward to recording this, because it's going to be a great celebration. And obviously, you know, to get the podcast out there will be absolutely fantastic. But more to come on that. More to come on that, I would say, if anything changes between now and then. Just said I'd be open and transparent and upfront with everybody with regards to that one. So with that in mind, it is 23 minutes past one, and Villa have a tough task today away at Goodison Park. And I want to thank you all for joining me today. We will be back, and I will be back with a post-match podcast directly afterwards. Hopefully Paddy will jump on, and most of all, hopefully we'll be talking about an Aston Villa win, a win that will take us back the joint top of the table, or second, if that's the way you like to call it, with obviously a game extra played than Liverpool. It will get us the leapfrog. Manchester City, again, a win will today. And hopefully that's what we see and what we're looking at today, because
as I said, this is a game I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to every Aston Villa game. I'm really looking forward to this game because it's our first league game in January, and it's how we're going to put down a marker for how we're going to continue on with the rest of this season. And hopefully it's a roller coaster of positive emotion between now and the end of this year. So thanks so much, everybody, for joining. Really appreciate it. Be back with a post-match podcast right on the final whistle. Join us again. We'd love to have you. But in the meantime, I want to say thanks a million for watching, and stay safe, stay healthy. And all that's left to say is up the best.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.